Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Yes, indeed. We want to say thank you for all of the blessings that have been brought to us. And we want to thank all of those who have supported our veterans. Today's show is kind of laid out because of the hurricane that hit the west coast of Florida. And, of course, we're in St. Petersburg. We're part right next to Hillsboro. We're right above Manatee. But we all took a whipping. In St. Petersburg, it wasn't as devastating as it was in Fort Myers or Cape Coral. But we had our problems, and I want to make this show a special show thanking all the veterans who stood up for their neighbors, who joined the caravans down to bring food and water. And, of course, many of them were driving some of those bucket trucks. If you go, of course, to WVETOnlineRadio.com, and, of course, you know us on theairtoday.com, you will see pictures of some of the things that I encountered. There's no way to describe the devastation unless you see it. There's no way television, internet, anything can describe what a boat looks like laying on top of five other boats and the house under them. It doesn't tell you about all the trees laying sideways. It doesn't tell you about a field that had half the corn grown, and now it's all laying underwater and little stalks sticking up. We know when we say we support veterans too, I found out this time the reason we're here, because we can say veterans support us too. There were a lot of veterans in their orange things on trucks. And I went out the day after the hurricane, and right across from us, of course, is Tropicana Field, and right in front of us is Costas Fergs and all of the buildings. And I was able to go right down in the staging area, because they had not let the trucks go. So they were all staging people's electricity out, driving by, blowing their horns, hoping that they would leave. And we stood there, and I want to thank you, all the food service trucks that were there servicing these people. And I can remember trucks from Maine and Michigan and Texas and Louisiana and Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. And they were all brothers in arms here to save what they could, the people who were suffering in Florida. But again, this is Voice for Veterans, and I want to thank my veterans, and I want to tell everybody how good veterans can be when you give them a chance to fit in. And that's why I say get in where you fit in, and veterans fit that bill. So all of those who are listening in this area, pat yourself on the back if you were in Hillsboro or you were in Pinellas, one of those other close counties, and you know you packed up and went south. Your electricity was on, and you didn't back off. You went down to help your brothers. And I was able to go down, and I'm going to be talking about that at length. But I was able to go down, and the one thing I saw were the veterans saluting, waving, wearing their hats, letting people know that they were used to be in the military, but they still had the heart in the right place. It was more veterans than it was Coast Guard service, actually military. That's why I'm proud. And I want to thank all of our veterans who stood up and stood down when they needed to. As we move forward and we look at all the stuff that we're trying to accomplish out here, they decided that they would have a town hall meeting. And I got invited. I got invited by two people. One was a senator, Daryl Roussan. He said, let's go take care of the inner city people down in that area. Because the beaches got devastated, but the inner city and the land got swallowed up by the water and the wind, too. But everybody worked as a team. And we want to say thank you. Thank you and thank you again. on the Saturday after that, we were invited down with Mr. Roussan and a bunch of other people to have a town hall meeting and try to address this actively. One thing I can say, FEMA was there. Red Cross was there. Neighbors were there. Mayor was there. Fire department. And the three counties below that had all their representatives there. They have banded together. So as bad as it seems, this will not be another Katrina. Because the people stood up and didn't wait on the help. They went and helped each other. And that's where I met the best veteran out of the whole bunch of little old guys sitting down there behind the FEMA desk, surrounded about all those other people. And he saluted those people and said, I'm here to help you. You can't make that stuff up. You don't see that kind of news. You have to be there to understand it. And we want to thank everybody who did it. I got a word from our sister station over in Miami, 99 Jams, Cox Broadcasting. My friend Maestro, Angelo over at the station, they all came and said, we're here to help. I also have found out that a part of the information that we're getting may not be as accurate, so we're going to do some more research and continue to find out how many bodies were really lost and how many of them haven't been found, because there's a discrepancy, and we're going to make sure we do that. Again, let's go back to the event that they did for recovery. When you say recovery, it means we're starting all over to pick up again. And we saw it happen, and they'll be doing it for probably, it's going to be years before this is straightened out, and may never get all the way straightened out. Katrina has not straightened out in New Orleans, and we know Andrew has never straightened out in Miami. So I don't expect this to be an overnight cure, but expect everybody to continue to join, and let's do what we can as our fellow human beings are suffering. Electricity is not on everywhere. But one thing we know, we got a bunch of trucks from Duke Energy in St. Petersburg who rolled down to take care of their neighbors. And I guess if you're one of these people who is in the tune of St. Pete Radio online, or if you're in tune with Sunshine Radio on a Saturday morning with Voice for Veterans, look for me. And I'll let you know, the music always plays good before me, and the music always plays good after me. And I want to get on the blues show one day and just say hello, because I just went to the Blues Museum in St. Louis. And it reminded me of one of the great blues shows that we have in our St. Pete area. Call your friends and let everybody know that St. Pete has the best in radio. Tampa has best in radio. You can go to all the big cities on the Orlando and Miami net, but they don't beat us. Social media has its place, and radio stardom, and we have ours. And we're here to let you know that we're still on the air, and anything you're doing, it's going to be fine. We do want to talk a little bit about some activities that we got coming up that happen to be activities for this community. We have some great stuff coming up when it comes to the old daytime serials. They're parading themselves in our area, and we'll be looking for you to stay tuned to this station, and we'll give you more details and just enjoy that event. We are doing a lot of events here to help support the people south of us. So anytime you see a sign that says we're here to help, please step up and do the help you can. When you see those daytime serials and the leaves turn because Halloween's on the way, enjoy yourself. If you're out here in one of the football games, enjoy yourself. But remember, somebody may not have made it. So don't do it without caring for your fellow man. Now, veterans, we're getting ready to unleash a lot of information over the next 3 weeks so that you stay tuned. One, we're going to be saluting veterans, and especially those veterans who have the Purple Hearts. We're going to be saluting veterans and celebrating veterans, because Veterans Day is on the way. November 11th is on the way. Please step up and honor a veteran. Place a flag or just shake the hand and let them know we appreciate the fact that everybody's been saying for 50 years, one thing, thank you for your service. I'm adding a new dimension. I want everybody to say, we support vets too. If you happen to be a church, we support vets too. If you happen to be a school, we support vets too. If you happen to be a dress shop, we support vets too. Because all vets aren't men. If you have a bookstore, put your veteran books out, your flag books out front, and let them know we support vets too. Yes, we're grateful, but we want them to know we're grateful for their service in a bigger way than just saying it. Do it. We support vets too, not only for me, but for you get away, but for you. And we thank you for tuning in to this part of the program. I do have some other interviews that are going to be popping up later in the show. Stay tuned and listen to them. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Angela B. A holiday event as the leaves turn. Saturday, October 29th.
This event starts at 5 p.m.
to benefit the Hope Village of America and to support the vets. Cocktail, reception, photos, with dinner with the stars of Days of Our Lives.
The telephone number for more information is Patty, 727-410-0427. And email soapthis@outlook.com.
Oh, for ticket information, SOAPTHS, tickets, LEAP.com. And again, thank you for your support. If you'd like to support the Village of America and also to Veterans of America, email at soaphthis@outlook.com.
Have you ever met someone that you were so in love with and you want to fit in everything that they do? I believe I met someone, lady, and that's why I wanna fit with you. That's why I'm gonna get in with you, babe. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. You're such a sophisticated lady, with your dressing, smiling face, a positive professional attitude. That's what you carry with you. That's why I'm gonna fit with you and everything that you try to do. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? Get in. Fit right there with you.
Get in. Where you fit in, baby?
I wanna fit right there with you. Like meeting all your family members and your friends, attending a family reunion or two, going shopping, maybe taking in a movie or two, holding hands when you're walking in the park, watching the birds like most lovers do.
Get in.
Get in.
Where you fit in, baby?
I wanna fit right there with you.
Get in. Where you fit in, baby?
I wanna fit right there with you. Well, such a feeling being right here next to you. I like the way you hold me, baby. I know I like that special thing that you do. You make me scream out your name. I say, I'm gonna get in.
We'll
fit in, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. I'm gonna fit with you, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. I wanna do everything that you wanna do.
Yeah.
I know you like going to fashion and sporting events. I'm gonna fit right there too. I know you like to go dancing, lady. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to do all the line dances that you do. If you wanna step with me right now, get in. I want you to get in.
Will you fit in, baby?
Get in.
I wanna step right there, step right there, be next to you.
Get in.
I love the way you carry yourself.
Get in.
Such a lady in everything that you do. I'm just wanna fit right there, fit right there with you, baby. Been a long time coming, but I knew you was coming my way. Wanna fit with you and everything you do.
Well, we like that song, Get In Where You Fit In. Of course, that's one of our good friends, Marvelous Morris Roberts. He's a Marine and Army veteran. We make sure that we give him some praise. And we're getting four more artists that's going to be providing us with their music, and they're all veterans. November 11 is Veterans Day. You know, over the years, it's finally gotten stronger and stronger and stronger as people realize how important veterans are. And I want people this year to stand tall, because we're not only doing the after military service part, we're a major part of this community. And we now know it. And we're now going to show our appreciation in a bigger way. Now, Voice for Veterans, I want you all to take your pencil and paper, and I want you to go online, and I want you to pull up what are the new benefits coming for veterans. Google it. Ask it just that way. What are the new benefits coming out for veterans by the end of the year or the first of next year? Make yourself notes, because benefits are getting ready to change. I got one person that retired 30 years ago and signed all of his paperwork and everything's fine. He got a letter in the mail this past week that said, as of first of next year, if you have been taken care of through the VA, you're not going to have to go to Medicare and Medicaid. So we want you to be aware of what to do if you don't need to make that transition. That's why we're here. I'm doing a lot more research as I move around to try to find out some of the quirks that come with misinformation. Oh, I thought I read something. Oh, I saw this here. Do a little bit more study when you read something. Do the vetting yourself. Back up the information. Find out if it's accurate. We're going to do our best to give you more lead-in time to look for stuff. And what that means is we're going to give you a heads up, give you a chance to go look at it yourself, figure it out what you're doing, hold on to what you got, make a difference wherever you are. But guess what? That's what veterans do anyway. That's what our military is taught. So we're going to say, we're going to provide you with a lot more information in relationships to the benefit program that's been in this country, on this platform, for years and years, and it is beginning to change. We want you to be aware of the change. We want you to be aware of any increases. We want you to be aware of those increases that will not do everything for you, but will allow you to go somewhere else and get help. When it comes to education, there are more than one kind of grant that takes a veteran to a place where he can get a better education, because schools have gotten so expensive. We need more money out of the veteran to take care of the GI Bill guys and those who may need a little bit of extra help, because they're going to be specialty services, medical. I'm going to go into medicine. You need more money than a guy going into teaching to take care of your education. Those benefits are arriving. We know now that there's much better dental when it comes to your benefits. And those with PTSD and those with Agent Orange and those with other related industries, other related injuries can get better help than they used to could get. We want you to stand tall, ask if you don't know, and don't be afraid to ask if you don't know. A lot of times you go in these places and they just act like you're supposed to know, and you want to feel embarrassed if you don't, because you're a veteran, you're in a veteran's place, and they're calling you, oh, well, I know you know that, and talk past you. Stop. Ma'am, I don't understand what you said. In fact, I want it in writing. Do it again. It's going to be frustrating for them, but it's going to be important that you do that and train the people who go to the VA, because a lot of the older VA people want to retire, and a lot of newer VA people don't know as much as they can get, because the bills that come with some of these laws that change are 600, 700, 800 pages long, and you'll never read it all. But somebody back there has a responsibility to read it all and make sure that when you come, that you take that responsibility serious and you get what's good coming to you. Because I always say it like this, keep the boss on the beach, say it's good to you and good for you. And this is Voice for Veterans. I want you to remember that you heard it right here. And please, go take this information to one of your neighbors, one of your school friends, teacher that sits in the lunchroom with you, that you know is a veteran. Pass the information on. And we got to make sure that everybody gets a sticker that says, we support vets too. The campaign is for 1 million people to join by this time next year. So we're on the campaign now. Tell everybody that we want the education. If your hairdresser, your laundry, your dry cleaners, your best restaurant don't have We Support Vets 2 on the door, you tell them to get it. WVETOnlineRadio.com or on the air today.com. And, of course, you're hearing us right here with our good friends. And we thank all of our affiliates that are sticking in with us. But we want to give a special shout-out, of course, to 96.7 FM and let them know we appreciate everything you do. And thank you, Mr. Joe Bardot, for all you've done to support this radio program. And all the team members there. Mike Picard, my sports partner, out there pushing, making sure that we know all the sports information, that the veterans are not left out on the deals that come with going to some of the stadiums, some of the arenas, some of the soccer, some of the football, some of the baseball. There are deals that say we support vets too. Cash in on them. Because when you get inside, I can't tell you what's going to happen. But once you get through that door, you're in there for the fun like everybody else. As we move forward and look at what's going on now with the world, there are going to be some more veterans coming home. They're still scattered around in little places. There are going to be more veterans coming home. So let's be prepared for them. And those people who are slipping in and out of that Ukrainian Russian thing, I know we've got one or two of our soldiers released, and he's back home, and he's glad, and he ain't going back. He said he did it, he thought he was doing the right thing, but they fighting over there for real. And there are not as many benefits as you would think. Because the money, if you're moving a truck, that's fine. But if you're standing there with a gun and somebody shoots you, all the money in the world won't make your wife happy, because you didn't have to go. But as a veteran, you believe in standing. And a lot of veterans are standing and going overseas and trying to aid the democracy process. And we want to thank those soldiers who are doing that. We want to thank the civilians who are doing that. And we have everyone else in prayer, doing your best, and pray for the rest. That's the way we see it in the world of veterans who stand in America, taking care of each other, taking care of everybody else, and making sure that this generation has on their wall, on their door, on their store, on their laundromat, we support vets too. That should be everybody's mandate. But we're going to start with those close to our veterans so that they can go take the stickers and say, I appreciate if you put this on your window. That makes a difference when a veteran walks up and sees something that says we support veterans too. And everybody has a way to make that support viable. The pictures, the discounts, the buy one, get one free. Those are all the things that veterans look at and hope for and expect like anybody else. So we want to say, do it. We support vets too. It's all for me and all for you. I do want to give a shout out to a good friend of ours. She wrote the book about the female soldiers and what they go through. Her husband is one of the early Buffalo soldier still wears his stuff proudly. And they said, thank you for the people who stood up and got the book. And we want people to know there's a lot more information out in relationship to our soldiers returning home. Go buy one of the books. Put it in your hand. Go get somebody to donate you. Put it in your hand. And let's go back to reading a little bit. Not on your cell phone, not on a tablet, some paper. Take time where you can underline and highlight and read. Believe me, it sticks a little bit closer to you when you highlight it. And when you go back, you don't have to read the whole book again. You can read the highlighted points. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of those people who have got their books in to me, because we've been asking for more information so that veterans can have more information based around their life. If you say you're an airline pilot, there's so many books in the bookstore about planes and that. If you say anything about food service, you got every restaurant and cook in there. But we want to do the same thing with veterans. I don't want to go into the next bookstore and you got 7 books and 89 on food and 100 on cars. Let's do what we can to expand veterans' knowledge, especially the veteran family member. A lot of the family members are not the wives anymore. A lot of the wives went to war, and the husband's the family member and his family. Please honor them, but give them the tools necessary that they can be better husbands, that they can be better fathers, that they can be what they can based on the knowledge they gained and the service that they gave. We know now that we can accomplish anything if we continue working hard and working smart. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning in to this show. And don't forget, Saturday morning, Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM. The shout out goes out to a special thing we're going to be adding in next week. One of our conservative people. They sent us a couple of videos, and we're going to talk about them and make sure you get to see them if you went in ordering in, or go to our website and look at it. But I'll be talking about it on the show, and you'll get the audio. Podcasts are becoming a mainstay. When I started, it was called Radio Vision. Now they call it podcast. Since they call it podcast, I want you to tune in, and we're going to be promoting all of our podcasts wherever they are so you can tune in and enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you again. And we're going to tell everybody, don't forget about my girl, Virginia Rose. Her new album is wonderful. Believe me, she's one of the best right here from St. Petersburg in this area. Her and Ryan are good friends, and she continued to work on her music career. I want to say thank you. Don't forget those who are devastated down south of us here. If you can do anything, including money or time, do it. Mr. Rusan, we salute you. And everybody else, I'm going to tell you, get in where you fit in. But this Balls to the Beach is over and out with a shout. Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you.
96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.